for KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with a special edition of the Up North Report. Men's hockey players from all over the world are competing in Minnesota this month, and pre-tournament games kicked off Friday in Bemidji. The World Hockey Junior Men's Tournament features some of the globe's best hockey players aged 17 to 19, and many are on the cusp of National Hockey League stardom.
There's 10 nations that compete against each other. It's very Olympic-like. Over the course of 11 days, it's a round-robin tournament. And if you're a hockey fan, you know that this is one of the most iconic, anticipated hockey tournaments every year.
That was Kathy Ross Pavick, a public relations consultant with Minnesota Sports and Events. She and her team have been coordinating the game's schedule, which also includes Duluth and the Twin Cities. She says the U.S. only hosts the tournament once every 7 years, and it hasn't come to Minnesota since the 1980s.
What's also special about this year is it's the 50th anniversary of the tournament. There are over 200 Minnesotans, actually many from this area, from Grand Rapids, Trent Clatt, Jim Jetlin, names you know, Alex Goligoski, they all played in this tournament. Wayne Gretzky made his international debut in this tournament.
Three teams were on exhibition in Bemidji leading up to the tournament, Slovakia, Czechia, and Latvia. Ross Pavick shares on the KAXE Morning Show that orchestrating even the exhibition games takes a lot of coordination.
These guys are playing for teams all over the world. And so that travel coordination just to get them here is gargantuan. And then getting them acclimated, getting them into hotels, lining up all of these different venues and working with the different venue partners and city partners in all these communities.
Slovakia head coach Peter Fruhoff has coached hockey for the last several years. In an interview after Friday's practice, he says he transitioned to coaching after his playing days. Sanford Event Center hosted the games and the team stayed in the connecting hotel. Fruhoff says he's been staying inside instead of enjoying Bemidji's winter weather, which is a bit fiercer than Slovakia's.
So I stick with this building, and I love it here. I love the people are taking care of us. Be nice. And we have everything we need here. So, why to go outside on minus 40 degrees? Right?
Slovakia's Tobias Bitka has been playing hockey since he was 6 years old. While the Sanford Center's ice isn't as hard as he's accustomed to, he and others on the team were skating fast during their Friday afternoon practice.
Looking for every game. We're going to every game we've been in mindset, and hopefully it will be successful.
Dan Weirs of Park Rapids took in the Latvia versus Czechia exhibition as a spectator Friday night. His son once played on an international team, and the Weirs family followed him all over the globe.
International hockey is so fun to watch. There's so much skill in the way they skate and move the puck.
Czechia's Mite Kubiesa shared his thoughts after his team won Friday's game 3-2 in overtime.
I mean, it was a tough game. Yeah, for us, close game, you know, we got to play harder. We got to be more hungry, I would say. So it was a tough game for us, but we got to get better and hope we'll be ready for the tournament.
His head coach, Patrick Augusta, says he was relieved the team found a way to win the game, but he says that the team has some more work to do.
You represent your country and you want to go to the game and win. And you want to show your best.
While far away from family this holiday season as they compete in the tournament, some of the international visitors shared a bit about traditions from home. Kubiesa says his favorite part of the holidays are the traditional Czech foods.
We eat like a potato salad and schnitzel, if you know. That's our tradition for Christmas. And then usually some sweet stuff.
Mikas Vekspaneks of the Latvia team says he likes getting together with family and friends, but says the gifts are a special favorite.
Well, probably growing up, it was hockey gear and something around hockey, but other than that, like board games and stuff that me and my whole family could play.
He also shares a holiday message in Latvian.
Priecīgus Ziemassvētkus.
Czechia's Peter Sikora is also a fan of his homeland's sweet treats and shares how to say Merry Christmas in Czech.
Veselé Vánoce.
After the pre-tournament series wraps up, Slovakia will compete against Sweden in the first preliminary round at the Grand Casino Arena in St. Paul on Friday. Czechia will play against Canada in a preliminary round Friday, then Latvia will play Canada in a round Saturday. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.